Hello， 大家好，我是 Jenny， 你正在收听由开言英语带来的潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hey guys, this is Adam and happy almost New Year。
对，因为新的一年，我们中国年马上就要到了嘛。每一年的新年，很多朋友都会给自己设定一些新年的目标。
That's right, it is the time for goals. It is the time for resolutions.
那讲到这个新年目标啊，除了刚刚说的 goals 这个词以外呢，我们也经常用 New Year's resolutions. Resolutions 就是你下决定、下决心要做的一些事情。
Right, exactly. I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to read more books.
Yeah, of course, many of us make New Year's resolutions, but the problem is that it's hard to stick to them. 就很难坚持，然后最后很难 achieve, 很难实现。
That's right, but maybe the problem isn't that we can't really stick to them. Maybe the problem is we're not setting them right.
对，所以今天的节目呢，我们就要分享一个非常有用的思维框架，就其实在设新年目标前，先用这个思维框架来 analyze, 来分析一下你自己是什么样的人，然后再去想说你想要什么样的目标。
Yes, that's right. So we are going to be using a framework today to talk about things like identity, body and mind,Time, even money.
没错，那思维框架或者说一个框架，英语就是
framework.
Okay, a framework. And this word really is used a lot at work. 经常说要有框架型的思维，对不对？Using an analytical framework for something, or just having this framework approach before you actually do something.
Exactly. It usually helps to make things a bit clearer.
对对，而且也更系统性啊，更 systematic. 其实我记得我们去年吧，也是在年关的时候有做过一期节目，就是灵魂拷问，你还记得吧？
Oh, Jenny, we have had many, many New Years. I can't remember them all, but I'm pretty sure that was about soul searching.
对对，就是来搜索灵魂，灵魂拷问的一些问题啊。其实今天我们用的这个思维框架I really like this one, 是 Adam 推荐给我的。And I think a lot of them also, you know, help you ask yourself these soul-searching questions.
That's right. And one of the reasons why people search their soul is to find out who they are, find out their identity.
Identity 就是身份，你是谁啊？所以在今天我们分享的这个思维框架 framework 里面，很重要的一个部分就是身份 identity。好，那在 identity 底下，哪一些具体 concrete 的问题是比较重要的呢？
Right. Well, we're not talking about like who are you in terms of your identity card.
不是身份证上的那些信息。
Right, right, right. We're talking about who are you going to be in 2022? Are you going to be an awesome mom, a supportive husband, a hard worker?
所以这个还让我挺 surprised 的，因为我刚看到 identity 的时候，我以为就是要问自己一些Who am I? You know, 我是谁？我是一个怎样的人？ Am I a person who really values work? Or 有一些人I value family or my friends more than my work, 对吧？但是你刚刚举的那些例子就是可能我们的 identity 也会变，就是说我今年我在新的一年想要成为什么样的一个人。 Like, what identity do I want to have in the new year?
Right, now, to be clear, you guys could also have been awesome moms or supportive husbands this year, and this could be kind of a recommitment to that idea. It doesn't have to be totally
right.
new. The point is that you're being very clear and very intentional about it. And we could also talk about ourselves without talking about other people. Maybe you just say, I am going to be a patient, joyful person.
就也许我之前性子比较急，但今年我想成为一个更 patient, 更有耐心的人。
Right, so Jenny has worked with me for a long time. She knows probably the limits to my patience better than anyone. But Jenny, I will make a commitment now that this year I will lean in to being a more patient person.
我一直觉得你脾气很好，很有耐心啊，你不是 agreeable Adam 吗？
Agreeable Adam, but that doesn't necessarily mean a patient pal.
哎，你刚刚说 to lean in, 前几年不是 Sheryl Sandberg 有一本畅销书 to lean in, 这个就是要女性，她鼓励女性或者弱势群体在职场上更加彰显出自己的 identity, 更自信哈。
Right.
所以 lean in 就有这个work harder 的意思啊。
Yeah, exactly. You have to physically move your body closer to that goal. In a similar way, we also use step up. You have to move your body up to this place to be ready for the challenge.
对，就是更加积极主动哈 be more proactive, 不要等，而是自己要去争取。
Exactly.
好，那这个思维框架里面的第一部分 identity 看完之后 what's the second part?
Well, the second part is making sure that our bodies and our minds are both healthy.
Okay, so body and mind, 身体和我们的头脑或者心灵 so physical and psychological, 对吧
That's right. So,One thing that I have committed to doing is moving my body every day. In the past, I used to exercise a lot, and then for a while, I was exercising a decent amount, but not quite as much as I was in my head. In my head, I thought, I'm exercising all the time. The truth is, I wasn't.
我发现就是所有的这些目标都很具体，就是特别 concrete。比如你刚刚说的 move my body every day, 就是我每天也不是说我每天要去健身房或者什么就我每天要动一动因为设立目标这 goals 不是有也另外一畅销书 Habits 里面的思维框架就是 these goals need to be very concrete and they need to be small, they need to be realistic and achievable.
Yes, exactly. So that's why we're saying something like move your body and not specifically go to the gym because there are a million things that can stand in between you and the gym. Whereas if you're just moving your body, just dance or something or get on the floor and roll around. It doesn't matter.
其实另外很重要的就是要 quantify.要量化比如我每天、I need to move my body for at least 15 minutes a day or 20 minutes a day.
Exactly.、Mm. And you could take the same approach to your mind. So you guys are already studying English. That's already a very hard thing to do. I think you guys are pretty safe with taking care of your minds there. But you could also commit to reading a certain number of books.
或者有很多朋友现在不是 try meditation, 冥想啊那个也算 mind 嘛 taking care of your mind.
Well, I think that's what's very interesting about mind and why we had kind of a interesting time translating it a few minutes ago is, yeah, it does mean your mental state, like your mental well-being, but of course it also means your intellectual self, right? The part of you that wants to learn things.
是是是，所以它既有你这个思维、头脑、智力方面的智慧，又有你的心灵 ，more psychological stuff， 心理上面的。
Right. The point is, we have to take better care of ourselves.
嗯，但是呢，我们还是活在现实社会当中，所以钱也很重要。So this next part, this next element in today's framework is money.
Money, 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 money. Yes, exactly. So the word that I really want you guys to focus on here is reverse engineer.
什么意思 ？Engineer 不是工程或者工程师吗 ？Reverse 是反过来、倒过来的意思。
So it means start with the result, the result that you want, and work your way backwards.
就是反推、倒推。
Right. So a great question to ask here is how much do you want to make? And once you have that number in your head, then you can start planning backwards how to get to that number.
对，比如我的目标是我今年要存下多少的钱，然后就看说那，除了工作以外，我存钱啊，或者一些投资啊，我需要怎么做，或者 savings, 对不对？节约要怎么去 budget, 怎么去计划。
Right. So it's going to be different for everybody. It might be you want a higher salary. It might be you want to save more. It might be you have something specific that you want to save for. The point is, I always hear so many people complaining, oh, I don't have enough for this, or I wish I had more money, blah, blah, blah. The point is, start with what you want. Make it as concrete as you possibly can and work your way backwards.
对对对 So work your way backwards, 也就是刚刚讲的那个 to reverse engineer it.
Right. Now, there is one other use for money that we haven't mentioned so far, Jenny.
是什么
Giving.
啊、oh, 就不是你赚 not making it, but giving it. 也就是、捐助捐赠很多社会公益项目。
Right, so we can think about this as donating money to a charity. You know, you can think about it in any way you want to. But one thing I would like to suggest to people is that giving money feels really good.
对，这个我觉得我今年可以开始用起来，因为我之前都没有特别 intentionally, which is another good word, be intentional, 就是很有意图，很有目标，很有意识的，就是说我今年想要捐多少钱，而是我有几个charity 慈善组织，我是每个月就是从信用卡里扣的。But yeah, I think to set a clear like goal and amount is also good, right?
Absolutely. And you guys might be thinking, okay, Adam, Jenny, you guys are bajillionaires. You can afford to do this. I'm a college student, something like that. Well,That's one more reason to think in percentages. You don't need to think in terms of, I want to donate $1 million to charity. You could think, I want to donate 1% or 0.5%.
对，我们绝对不是大富翁有钱人啊，只是其实你比如说每年我想捐500块或者我想捐1000块都是很好的嘛。
Exactly, exactly. It feels so good. It feels wonderful.
好，那除了金钱以外啊，另外还有一个特别相关的概念，常常说时间就是金钱，所以呢，我们现在要来看看时间这个组成部分。
Okay, so this one should really come as no surprise. If you want to do something, make the time for it.
Make the time for it, 就是时间总是有的，就是挤一挤，时间总是挤得出来的，对吗？
That's right. If we want to do something, we have to make it happen.
对对，因为每个人都很忙嘛，但是如果这件事情足够重要的话， you know, you need to make time for it.
Right, and just like we were saying about the money, this is why it's so important for you to think about this yourself, because we all might have different goals when it comes to time. Some people would like to save time, but other people would like to...be able to spend time better.
总之就是真的坐下来想一想或者写出来 even to schedule it in on your calendar.
Right.
I think that would be really helpful.
Right, right. The point is be realistic and like Jenny said earlier, be intentional.
对，因为时间真的比如刷刷手机很快可能2个小时就过去了对吧但是如果你要很 intentional, 你说啊，另外还有一件什么事情我要做的。With my kids, one goal we made last year was every week we would spend at least 1 hour just doing something together, physical as a family, no screens.
Right.
所以我们就买了一些拼图啊或者这种 board games, 就周末就会一起玩一次。And it's on our calendar, 就是我们是写在日历上面的。
And that's great, right? And that is spending time. And maybe another family, they want to take a vacation, but they're too busy. So you know what? Maybe you're going to have to work some overtime to get that vacation. But... It's possible. You just got to make it happen.
对对，这个计划很重要啊。好，那is there any more in this framework?
There is one other very important thing, and that is talent. What is your talent? Maybe you are a really awesome mom, but what is your talent? What are you good at?
你的 talent 就是你的天赋是什么？因为每个人都有 talent, 每个人都有自己独一无二属于你的那个天赋。So the key here really is to identify, 就是要 找出辨识出你的 talent, 然后、you should use your talent, 就是我们说的 you should leverage it, 就是高杠杆、
right.
高杠杆的这个事情。
Right, you want to use it. Well, because the opposite of that is not use your talent. And isn't that equal to wasting your talent?
对，因为有的时候我们可能没有发现，是吧？就自己都没有意识到啊，我这方面还挺好的，还挺不错的。然后我怎么可以去、
right.
对，激发利用，然后 and also get better at it, right?
Right, that's the other thing. So I guess I'm looking at this,you know, as a guy in his 30s who knows what he's good at, knows what he's not so good at. 、I guess I'm forgetting that there are people who are not in their 30s and maybe they have not discovered their talent yet. But take some time. Think about it. Do you make your friends laugh all the time? Maybe your talent is comedy, or maybe helping your friends to laugh makes them feel very comfortable. So maybe you could actually be like a teacher or a doctor.
对，其实我觉得你刚刚这个点特别好。 Talent不光是说琴棋书画，我会弹钢琴，我会什么，对吧？
Mm-hmm.
很多时候就是一些 it's soft skills,
right?
软技能、软能力，就像你说的，可能你性格特别好，或者你特别幽默，这个就是一个 you can actually, you know, use that to bring joy to other people.、
Mm-hmm.
这个就很有价值，以及这个有可能会 point to some career direction.可能会给你指出一些职业上的道路。
Exactly.
好，那、今天真的非常感谢 Adam 分享这个 framework、啊、我之前也没看过，然后就是前两天他说哦，在 YouTube 上面发现这个特别好，我们做一期节目吧。And I'm really glad we did it.
I am super glad too, Jenny, but we haven't actually hit the most important part yet.
还有吗？是什么？
Well, if you guys follow this framework and you actually do the hard work it requires, the most important thing is to tell someone about it.
哦，告诉别人。就最后如果你没做到的话，可能你有点不好意思，有点 embarrassed.
Right, right. It's true. Well, a lot of New Year's resolutions fail because we don't tell anybody and we're not really accountable for them.
Accountable 就是为此负责，所以就有点像问责制。You know, I'm telling someone who's close to me or、你觉得最合适的人。
Exactly. So why not tell Jenny and Adam what your New Year's resolutions are?
对 ，let's you know keep each other accountable, 对吧？我们互相彼此来督促。
I think that is a great idea. That is a great way to start another New Year.
好，那就大家可以看我们今天的配套文字这个文案啊，可以在开言英语的 app 或者在我们微信公众号，我们会把这些思维框架里面组成部分都列出来，然后大家分享着写的时候，你就可以比如 identity 下面写一条， body and mind 下面写一条，诸如此类。
Right, right, right. And as always, guys, when it comes to money, you share with us what you feel comfortable sharing, butHonestly, we're all friends here.
所以你很想知道大家金钱的财务目标吗？好，那也非常感谢大家收听今天的节目。我们非常期待看到你的留言。下次再见，拜。
Bye guys, Happy New Year!